Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bytes by MSDN. I'm at GDC with Jim Griesmer. He's a development lead on the C++ graphics and IDE team. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks.
That's an impressive title. What does it mean?
So I'm on the C++ team, and the team that I run is a development team that does features for graphics diagnostics, as well as IDE features like IntelliSense, when you're typing and the function comes up, that kind of stuff.
Nice. It's great to be on the Visual Studio team. Developers certainly love Visual Studio. What part do you work on?
Well, as I said, it was the development lead for the graphics and IDE, the WinPix in particular, the PIX integration, which is a graphics diagnostics tool. Something that existed in the Windows ecosystem before that we're trying to pull into Visual Studio to make it more available to just the general developer that uses Visual Studio.
Okay. So what are we doing with PIX? Why does it exist?
PIX exists for, in this day and age, especially with Windows 8, DirectX is becoming much more important. Okay. There's a lot of developers who are writing games, obviously, that apps are where it's at these days. You have to use DirectX to write a compelling game. Or if you're just going to do some fancy graphics in your spreadsheet, you might want to use DirectX as well. DirectX has a pretty
That'd
high...
That'd be a killer spreadsheet, wouldn't
yes, it?
With
would.
DirectX?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
So in order to diagnose some problems that you have, there's a whole set of new types of problems that you're going to have when you're developing in DirectX that you would never have in a regular, more traditional type of program.
Like what? What would be those
you
problems?
Essentially what happens is a lot of times in a traditional program, you're running all of your code in the CPU. That's fine. You can set breakpoints, step through it, see what variables are set, see what's happening, find out what your bugs are. In the graphics world with DirectX, you have two CPUs essentially to deal with. You have the regular CPU and you have this GPU.
Yep.
And a lot of the graphics processing happens on the GPU. There's code that runs. There's a lot of things that happen before stuff is actually displayed on the screen. So oftentimes...
And you can't set a breakpoint in the GPU.
You can't set a breakpoint in the GPU. Well, technically there's ways to do it, but that's probably something for another day. However, when you're doing a game, if you see something go wrong in your game, you see a black dot or something doesn't appear, you're going to want to see what actually happened at that point. So what PIX does in Visual Studio is you'll be able to capture a single frame and say, what happened here? There's supposed to be a gun here. It's not here. I want to see what happened. By selecting that pixel, Visual Studio will present you with some tools to help you figure out what actually went wrong there.
Xbox developers have been enjoying PIX for a long time. Mm-hmm. Windows developers have had it in their toolbox. Now we're introducing it to Windows 8 developers, right?
Yes.
And now, so I'm sure you've shown this to developers, had some testers probably. Mm-hmm. What have you seen?
For a lot of the developers who are new to DirectX, developers are just getting into game development, they're seeing it and they think it's the greatest thing they've ever seen before.
Sliced bread.
It's sliced bread.
Nice.
As we said, this has been known for hardcore game developers for a while, but that's what we want to bring to the masses. We want to bring this tool that these AAA game studios have been using or writing on their own for years and bring it to the masses in Visual Studio.
And seasoned developers, how are they responding?
Seasoned developers will love it as well. I mean, one of the things, by integrating it within Visual Studio, you have access to all the usual Visual Studio features like source control, IntelliSense, everything. There's no need to leave the actual product.
So if it's integrated in Visual Studio and I want to use it, there's nothing extra for me to download.
Exactly, that's right. It's all part of Visual Studio.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. What a tool. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. It sounds like it's going to be a great tool for developers, especially now Windows 8 developers. Mm-hmm. Huge opportunity. Going to be a lot of games built there. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're supporting them. Sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming and talking to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for watching. This is Bytes by MSDN.